Hello, we're Adam and Joe, and we're pleased to announce the first ever Adam and Joe podcast. Adam, what is a podcast?
A podcast is a condensed selection of fine chit-chat squeezed into a small Kinder Egg-style sphere, or pod, which is then thrown or cast by midgets.
And how do you listen to a podcast?
You simply go to xfm.co.uk/podcast, and then you listen to the podcast.
I see.
The Adam and Joe podcast, a revolution in the headphones.
Wow.
It feels like 1983, doesn't it?
It's back to the 80s with Goldfrapp.
Yeah. That was half Lena Lovitch, my lucky number one, and half bits of Radio Gaga in there. I'm happy, man. I'm really happy to be back. I'm happy to be here in XFM. We've got the planet's funniest animals on the TV in the corner with the sound down, which is the best way to watch it. And, you know, we got good music.
That dog's funny.
That dog's playing
it's
the piano.
It's got to be one of the funniest dogs in
that
the world.
That dog's standing up by the sink.
Amazing.
It's insane.
But listen, let's not let the listeners know that you're watching telly out of the corner of your eye.
Sorry.
I don't think that's very good radio.
We've got some callers on the line.
You know.
And we've got Dean and we've got Ash.
And we're playing our summer anecdote. What's it called? Mix-up. Anecdotes. We don't know what we're calling it. We're playing anecdotes.
Anecdotes.
Yeah. Okay. Come on. We can't come up with anything better.
No.
Basically, we've got six anecdotes of things that happened during our summers. You guys call in, you rate them out of 10, and whoever has the worst anecdotes gets fired.
So let's just run
through
them.
It's that simple. It's that brutal.
Let's run through the choice very quickly once again. Yours, Joe?
Harvey Keitel.
Bike assault.
Gordon's alive.
And Kiki P. So let's see what Dean wants to hear first. Dean, hi, how you doing?
What's an anecdote?
Yeah.
Dean, is that a real question?
Yeah, I thought you was giving away anecdote DVDs. That's why I rang up.
What? You think there's a film called Anecdote?
Yeah.
Well, who do you think's in it?
Harvey Keitel. You said things about that.
A Harvey Keitel film called Anecdote. That's feasible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he makes those really boring, talky ones like Smoke and Blue in the Face. It could just be him telling a long anecdote. You know what, Dean? I think you should make that film.
Well, I'll think about it. You get the script ready.
Yeah.
So are you going to send it to us, or...?
No, because it doesn't exist, Dean.
Oh, right.
We can't
okay.
send you something that's merely the figment of your demented imagination. What are you doing, Dean?
I'm driving a cab.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just listen more carefully. Do you know what? We're playing a game called Anecdotes.
We're
going to persevere with Dean. We're going to give you six different anecdote titles, and you've got to choose one. Do you think we should persevere with Dean?
Yeah,
Adam?
Definitely. He just has to choose one.
Okay, do you want to hear an anecdote? Basically, Dean, an anecdote is like a story about something that happened to you that's fun and hopefully interesting, right?
You want me to tell you a story that happened to me?
No, that's the last thing we want, Dean. In no circumstances do we want you to tell us a story.
Well, I don't know. Maybe later.
No, come on.
Don't take offence, Dean, but listen, at the moment we just want you to choose from four anecdote titles. Now, of course, you don't know what they could be. It's really a random choice at this stage. Just choose the one you think sounds most exciting out of these four. Okay, go, Joe.
Harvey Keitel.
Bike assault.
Gordon's alive.
And Kiki P. Which one do you think sounds interesting?
Harvey Keitel. I'll go with that one.
Okay, good choice. All right, here we go, Dean.
So listen carefully, Dean. You have to rate this anecdote.
Okay, this is
out
my
of 10.
Anecdote. I haven't really rehearsed this or even thought about it. But, okay, Dean, I'm, you know, on the radio and used to be on telly, so I go to dinner at the Ivy. Okay, do you know what the Ivy is, Dean?
Don't ask Dean that.
It's a restaurant, isn't it?
Yeah, Ponzi restaurant. So I was in the Ivy. This is a terrible anecdote.
Come on, man.
And I was having dinner. Okay. Do you want to hear who I was having dinner with, Dean?
Harvey Keitel?
No, but some friends. And then basically, Sam Taylor Wood comes over, right? You know Sam Taylor Wood? She's like an artist. And she brings over a baby.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Harvey Keitel is sitting in the corner, and it's Harvey Keitel's baby. And I'm sitting with David Walliams, who knows... I don't know Sam Taylor Wood. I hardly know David Walliams. But I'm sitting with him. They bring over the baby, and it's the most amazing baby you've ever seen, because it looks as if Pixar have generated digitally Harvey Keitel as a baby, because it's got Keitel's eyebrows and face, but in the fleshy, soft head of a baby. And we just stared at this... And Harvey Keitel's 66... And it was extraordinary that a man of 66 could give birth to this beautiful, blobby baby with an old, famous method actor's face. And that's the end of the anecdote, Dean.
Oh, right. Did that really happen?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on. Well, that's pretty amazing.
I tell you who else
it?
Was at the dinner. Stephen Merchant from XFM.
Oh, name dropping.
Edgar Wright. Well, I'm trying to just shore up my anecdote. Edgar Wright.
He's trying to
pick yourself up.
He's trying to score extra points. Well, listen, you might like to mark him down for that name dropping at the end there, Dean.
That was good.
Do you like that, Dean? So, what'd you give that out of 10? Oh, please score.
It's got to be an 8.
Oh, that's really good.
8 out of 10.
That's an 8 out of 10.
Hey, Dean, thanks very much indeed for calling in, and have a nice day in your cab. Don't drive anyone a ludicrously long route for no
particular
reason.
Yeah, thank you, Dean. Don't drive Ludacris anywhere. The rapper.
No, exactly. If you see Ludacris, just avoid him. But thanks a lot, Dean. Take care. Lots of love. Bye. And that's the first.
We didn't get to give Dean a DVD.
Yeah, we're going
to
give him a
DVD. A DVD. We'll give you a DVD, Dean.
Yeah,
a DVD.
We'll send him Scrubs or something like that. I'm sure Dean likes Scrubs.
He loves Scrubs.
Hey, congratulations, Joe.
8 out of 10. I'm in the lead.
Yeah.
That was I'm surprised. I thought I'd be below two.
Name dropping going on at the end there. That was extraordinary.
So if you want to play Anecdote, what is it called?
Anecdotes.
If you want to play Anecdotes, 0871 222 1049, you could win a DVD for merely tolerating one of our summer anecdotes.
Well, listen,
we've got
Ash.
Oh, should we do another caller? Ash. Yeah. Hello, Ash.
Hey, Ash, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Sorry to keep you waiting for so long, but we had to explain some things to Dean, like what an anecdote was.
Are you clear about the competition, Ash?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's not much, but it's our first day back. We're a bit rusty, and we're just really trying to get back into it somehow. So we've got three more titles for you left here, okay? So Joe's done Harvey Keitel. Now you've got a choice between these three. Bike Assault... Joe, what was your
Gordon's
one?
Alive.
Gordon's Alive and Kiki P.
Brilliant choice, though.
Gordon's Alive, please.
That's another Cornish one.
He's gone for Cornish's one again.
Oh, man, my anecdote, powers are dwindling. Okay, so Gordon's Alive, so...
Well, no, I'm not that fussy, to be honest.
Well, no, Ash, you've got to stick with your choice.
Got to stick with the choice.
Yeah, you want to hear Gordon's Alive? I'll try and make it as quick as possible. I like to have friends around to watch films. One of my friends' programmes, big outdoor screenings at Somerset House in London. And he was programming a season of outdoor films. And we were sitting in my house, a little bit the worse for wear, trying to think of films to show. So we think, we should show Flash Gordon.
Mm.
And he goes, well, that'd be brilliant, but would anybody come? If you had to pay £12.50 to see Flash Gordon, would anybody come? Even if it was outdoors in Somerset House. We took a risk. He convinced his financiers to put it on. So a few weeks ago, an outdoor screening of Flash Gordon. We were very nervous because we didn't think anyone would turn up.
Yeah.
It's a kind of campy film. Some people think it's rubbish. I happen to think it's brilliant.
Yes, genius.
Yeah. And basically, hundreds of people turned up.
Yeah, brilliant.
People turned up in costume with Emperor Ming beards.
Wow.
We got Brian Blessed to turn up. He made a speech, a filthy speech that I can't repeat, to the audience before the film. And then he sat directly behind me during the film, talking along to his lines from Flash Gordon. Talking along to Gordon's Alive! Who wants to live forever? All those classic lines.
Yeah.
That's the end of the anecdote, basically. It was a triumph.
Well done. That's all to do with you.
It's all to do with me. And then Blessed afterwards was mobbed by the crowd. People dressed as Flash Gordon, having their photographs taken with him. So for me, it's like the birth of a new cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gordons.
The Gordon cult. Is that any good? How was that, Dean? Ash.
Ash, you've got to rate that anecdote out of 10 now.
He's hung up. It was so boring.
That was fairly boring, I'm afraid.
It was quite boring, wasn't it? Did you know what it lacked, I think?
What?
It lacked any kind of excitement.
It needed some sex. It needed some action.
Okay.
Mark out of ten, please, Ash.
Three.
Oh, man.
Thanks very much for your call, Ash. So Joe has so far in Anecdotes or whatever the hell it's called, scored 12.
I've got 8 for the first one, 3
no, 11.
For the second one.
I can't count.
That's 11. Out of 20.
All right, man.
11 points.
Listen, that was...
But I'm out of anecdotes.
That was a lot of anecdotes. We should go to the ads and play some more music and try a few more anecdotes later on. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
You're listening to the Adam and Joe podcast. This is like an ident.
That sounds interesting. Let's talk about it. Let's start talking now.
One thing I was thinking this week is, those collector's editions of films, like on DVD, where you get a free frame of the actual film?
Oh, yes.
One of the selling points is a genuine 35mm frame from an actual print of the film, mounted, limited edition. You know that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Have you ever bought one of those?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, Brian, have you bought
Battle
one of those?
Battle Royale I bought with a frame.
And you've got a frame. What, under what circumstances, I was thinking, would that ever be worth anything?
Well, if all the prints of Battle Royale were to be burned.
Yes, if there was a freak incident where every single print of a particular film was destroyed, then the news would say, "Good, hello, this is the Muse. This week, all prints of Battle Royale have been destroyed. As a result, the government are asking anybody with a collector's frame of Battle Royale to report to their local police station, where the police will attempt to assemble the film from missing collector's frames. You will be paid £1 million for your frame." That would be the only possible circumstance in which that frame would be worth anything.
Unless it was Eurotrip, in which case...
It'd be worth £1 million.
Maybe they might
pounds.
Not bother to reassemble it.
Oh, think again. Eurotrip's extraordinary.
Is it?
Yeah.
I might go out and get it on DVD.
It's bafflingly amazing, Eurotrip. Wow.
Is it...
It was directed by three men.
And a baby.
Not the baby.
Oh, that's a shame.
Possibly written by the baby. Wow. If you are interested in Eurotrip... and you think it's going to be good, then recalibrate your expectations. But if you go in expecting it to be appalling, it will not disappoint. And in fact, it'll reward you. It's amazing.
Oh,
it's mind-blowing
I'm
stuff.
I'm quite excited
now. I do recommend the DVD because the deleted scenes, wow. And the commentary by the three directors. They could only credit one director because that's Directors Guild rules. The other directors are very angry and bitter.
Really? Because it's such an amazing film.
Yeah. Wow.
Gosh.
The other thing I was going to talk about is what is the cushiest presenting job on television? Because Nadia Swahahalialia is presenting something called Family Swap on ITV in the mornings.
Yeah.
And she does it just by sitting in a chair and watching a telly on which Family Swap plays. And then before and after the break, she's just sitting in her telly. She turns around to the camera and says, "But that's only the beginning. And Steve is about to find out when Margie comes home."
So she's basically doing a voiceover, but they've just put a face to
it. In a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that sounds like a breeze. And she doesn't have to interact with any of the people at all?
No. And I thought that's probably the cushiest presenting job on telly. Can you think of any easier presenting job? Apart from this, of course.
Well, this isn't on telly, of course.
No.
Easier presenting job than that? Not offhand. No, I can't.
Well, I'd like to know because I'd like that job.
Well, I think June Sarpong has developed a style which basically means she doesn't have to really try hard at all.
Or sort of fully wake up.
No. Yeah, exactly. Although she is getting perky. If you look at June Sarpong 5 years ago and compare her to now, she certainly perked up quite a lot.
That was interesting, we talked about it. Let's stop talking now.
Now, of course, a big part of our XFM show is the music, the great music that we play on XFM. Unfortunately, it's too expensive to get the rights to the music for these podcasts. So instead, Joe Cornish is going to render some indie classics on the slide whistle.
Do you recognise that one?
No, I don't.
It's Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Oh my God. I don't think he's going to sue us for that. Stop it. Right, here's another highlight. XFM. That is my favourite ever stereophonic single, Joe.
Sincerely?
Yeah, sincerely.
Well, congratulations to them and to you. This is Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9, here with you until 3 o'clock. Now, on this show, we've talked about Crazy Frog before. I think everyone's talked about Crazy Frog, haven't they?
Yeah, in fact, we should play your special jingle for things that...
Yeah.
We can't talk about.
Line that up. Yeah. And also, obviously, Sweetie is all over the telly, the sweet little chick that can dance, but she can't fly. And people are making millions out of these ringtones. The guys that invented Crazy Frog are multi-millionaires.
Crazy Frog? Are we going to talk about Crazy Frog?
It's the big news story, talking about it's mandatory.
The Millennium Dome.
Every single pundit
Big Brother
has already done it.
It's only Blur.
There's nothing more to be said.
Robbie Williams.
The subject's totally dead.
It's congestion charge.
It's a tired old cliche.
David Beckham.
But we're going to talk about it anyway.
Oh, that's quite hard work, that jingle, isn't it? I think we need to speed it up or something. It seems to go on for hours.
It's very tuneful. I like it. I hum it to myself
Do
in the
you?
Evenings. Yeah.
Do you? When you start thinking about something that's in the papers.
Yeah, any tired cliche.
So anyway, the idea here, listeners, is we want to create our own ringtone. And we want you to help us become ringtone billionaires. Because it seems to me there's a formula to these things. Basically, you take an animal, right? A frog or a chick. right? So a recognisable animal. Or I think we could broaden it into an inanimate object. Okay? That's factor number one. Number two, you give it a human characteristic, a broadly common characteristic. It's crazy. It's sweet. You know, it's something that lots of people can empathise with, and you might buy it for a friend. You know? Then you add to that some sort of physical gimmick. So I'm thinking maybe the inability to fly for Sweetie the Chick, or a tiny little William Balls for the Crazy Frog. So a visual, a physical gimmick. Add to that some sort of action. Crazy Frog's motorbike revving, Sweetie's dancing. It needs to do something, right, when you download the little cartoon.
Right.
So we've got an animal, plus a characteristic, plus a physical gimmick, plus an action, plus, of course, the noise. It has to make a noise.
What is the noise that the chick makes?
Something like that.
Wow.
We were trying to hear the lyrics last week. It's something like, I can't fly, but baby, I can move my legs. You really don't want to hear me do that anymore, do you?
Keith Harris is going to be fuming about
that. He must be fuming. Orville would make a fantastic ringtone. So that's it. So animal plus human characteristic plus physical gimmick plus action plus noise equals multimillionaires. So I've come up with some ideas to set you guys off, you know, with your ideas, to inspire you. I might just skip to the best one, because basically some of them... And I'm not saying these things are funny. They've just got to be really annoying and lucrative.
Yeah.
So my favourite one that I came up with... Well, my second favourite one was Silly Sausage.
Silly Sausage, right.
Silly Sausage. Text Silly to whatever number. Silly Sausage is a sausage, an oily British banger with little legs and eyes, and it slips around and falls over in its own oil on your mobile phone. But the trick is it's got tits.
Right.
It's got human boobs. So while it's slipping around, its boobs are jiggling. And it's falling and it goes, oh, dear! And jumping up, boobs are jiggling all over the place. I'm not sure what the song would be. That's all I've got so far. Sausage with boobs slipping in its own oil. Silly Sausage.
Wow, man, you've been busy this week.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
The second one, which I think is even better, is Cheeky Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Text Cheeky too, blah, 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 blah. It looks like a normal chihuahua, right? And it sings, it woofs a little song, a woofy song.
Yeah.
It turns, when it turns, it dances around, but when it turns around, it's got a human bum.
A human bum? Like a kind of chimpanzee, one of those big apes?
No, like a big person.
Orangutan?
No, not a, a human bum.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know when those orangutans turn around?
Yeah, well, it would be the same sort of impact.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's some sort of hideous bum, but it wouldn't be as ugly as a monkey bum.
Yeah, sweet. It's a sweet, we're talking about a sweet kind
it's
of
a big,
bum.
Saucy seaside postcard bum.
Okay, that's
and at
all
the very end, it does a little poo.
That's great.
It pops out a little poo.
Very
the kids,
good.
I'm not saying that's clever or funny.
I
just think the kids would go mad for it.
You've nailed it. You
Cheeky
see,
Chihuahua.
I had a go and I didn't do quite so well. Mm. But I've got nothing that compares to Cheeky Chihuahua.
Or Silly Sausage.
Or Silly Sausage. I haven't even got like funny names for them. Except the one I'm most fond of is Yakety Yak, who's a yak. Right?
Is that real?
No, this is... I made this one up.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds so good. It sounds real.
Yeah, he's a yak.
Tell us about Yakety
Yak. And he keeps yakking. He's yakking. You get where I'm coming from?
What, he's talking?
They're talking. He keeps talking because it ties in with the
like
phone.
Like us talking.
Yeah. He yaks. Yakety Yak. And he's got a big nutsack.
That's good. Yakety Yak with the big nutsack.
And he jiggles the nuts. And his catchphrase, which is the only catchphrase I've got, but it's a series of similar ones... is Slappy Pappy.
That's good. So that's the ringtone. That's the ringtone you download.
Yeah, you can get different
Slappy
ones.
Slappy Pappy.
Burnt broccoli. Unusual prices. Bad hotel. Lazy tailpipe. Nasty basket.
Wow.
And it's all, you can get different ones for Yakety Yak.
Yakety Yak. I'm going to make a note of that. Is all that right. Your only one?
Well, I did have another one. I started off with an ape, and the human characteristic was he wears a hat, and the physical gimmick was he's got long arms. Action was he rides a biplane.
That's good, you see.
Really?
Yeah, that's good.
And he sings the theme from The Third Man.
That's very good. Is there anything filthy about him?
No, you see, I hadn't
nailed
it.
You've got to have a touch of filth. That formula again, animal plus human characteristic plus physical gimmick plus action plus noise equals multimillionaires. We'll share the profits three ways.
And now, here's the Foo Fighters. Oh, that's the bit at the beginning. I love that bit. Go. Go.
Well, thanks very much for subscribing to this podcast. We hope you feel it's been worth it. And until next time, take care now. Bye-bye. I love you. Bye.
XFM. This is XFM.